A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Quercetin means to grind your teeth like this, and I think Martin can explain why he chose the name Quercetin.
Yeah, well, it's mainly the name Quercetin is mainly based on the fact that I grind my teeth a lot when I look at the world and all the things that happen inside it, and that's mainly the main reason and feeling with which I'll write the songs, and it's also the feeling that I want to express most of the times. Like it needs to be on the edge, it needs to be raw, and it needs to be like some gut feeling that has to be right.
Last summer we played a lot of festivals in Holland, which was really awesome. We had like the best summer, and then we did a club tour also in Holland, and actually this is the first time that we play outside of Holland, that we are in a foreign country. I think in Holland people are like a little bit shy, and you have to ask them like, well, we know each other long enough now, so please come forward a little bit, come closer a little bit, we won't bite.
Yeah.
And yesterday was like, everybody was in front and dancing from the start. Yeah. So it's a good entrance. And then today we are super excited to be here. I mean, then we get to play in this huge venue, which has like a lot of memories, and there are so many good artists that have already played here. It's awesome to have such an opportunity, like from the start, to be here on this amazing ship, and let's rock the boat. Yeah.
Confusion when you see the real right illusion. Clouds of
Knarsetan was founded by Martijn. He had a vision and he had music he had written and a few things we wrote together. And then I think everybody who was in the band was already a friend or an acquaintance of yours, right?
Yeah, I knew most of the musicians before this project started, and felt like it would fit together to ask these people to work on the songs I had written, and Yeah, well, then we went into a process of working on the songs with the band, because I'm only producer slash composer, and I only use my computer to write and produce songs, and I'm not really used to working with the band.
If I can say, yeah? Well, I think Martijn, he made like digital music on his computer, and then this digital music had to be played by like 9 other musicians in life. So first, I think we asked ourselves the question, what can a computer do and can't a human do? What is possible and what not? And then we have like this, I think it's a really beautiful process for things to first be digital when Martijn came up with the ideas and came up with the songs. It first was digital, and then he threw it at us in the rehearsal room, and then this digital music has to be made analog again, so translated into human bodies, into what is humanly possible to do.
Budapest, would you like to dance with us? 2, 1, 2, 3, four.
applause for Daniel Balloon and Trombone.
Raising Behind bars of fear, you will control me. It feels like the start is near. No longer will I be wearing your rules as chains. Deception and lies will fade away. Tonight the rules will change. Everywhere I go, it feels like I'm following, erasing the steps that
I started to write the music first, not really for a concept, but it crystallized a bit out of the things I was writing. So I've always been a fan of drum and bass and dubstep, which are pretty modern dance music styles. and I love reggae. So those two, I was already experimenting with those two genres when I was writing. Later on, the other genres like Latin, salsa, and Balkan gypsy influences also came together, which became a great mix. But the nice part is all the musicians that we have in the band are also from a lot of different angles and influences. They all have their own backgrounds. Yeah. We have a trombone player who comes from a big cumbia band, and our guitar player is from a reggae band, for example.
Trombone player is like a New Orleans kind of type. Yeah. So it's so many, with so many different musicians, and everybody has like their own bag with the things they've played before, the things they like the most. I think everyone is like very open-minded. They listen to a lot of different kinds of music, but everyone brings their own a passion into the band, and that is why we can create like this really diverse kind of music. It's like the big cookie or candy jar, actually, and it's like candies in all different kinds of flavors. And I think, well, there's a candy for everyone to love, or maybe you like green candies and also red and also yellow, and then we're perfect for you.
Yeah.
Fly!